Bright Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, Italy, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Anka Vilkening, and the restorer at Murnau Stiftung. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the first question is kind of just a simple one. Would you be able to tell our listeners, give an overview of Murnau Stiftung and what it does?
Murnau Stiftung is a copyright owner of German film production from the early 1910s until the 1960s. And our task is to make this film heritage accessible to the public and to preserve it.
So, and restore them as well.
Yeah, preservation includes restoration, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of the restoration process, I think we can jump right to, we were just at the talk regarding the restoration of Der Mutterod Destiny by Fritz Lang, 1921. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the film before we get into the technical side of things?
Yeah, also Der Mutterod is definitely considered as Fritz Lang's first masterpiece in 1921. It was a large-scale production, and it's a very interesting film, a very dark film about death and fate, and the film structure is quite interesting. It consists of a framing story which is set in a medieval town, and embedded in the story are three episodes, exotic episodes, which are set in Orient, China, and Venice of the Renaissance. And main character is a young woman who arrives in the medieval town with her fiancé, and the fiancé is taken by the death. So the death appears in person in the film. And the film is about this young woman trying to get back his fiancé from the rearm of the dead.
What was the state of the film before you started the restoration process, the condition?
The film was more or less complete, so this was not the problem. But unfortunately, we do not have any vintage material. So this means we do not have any material from 1921, but only late duplications. And these late duplications are only in black and white, but we know that in the early 1920s, it was a standard to color films. So film was shot on black and white stock because there was no color film stock in this period. But of course, they wanted to accentuate different scenes, and also there was technical reason to improve the poor black and white stock of this time, and so they put the developed positive into a color bath. Yes. So this is the simple thing to do, to color it, and by this means you can color different scenes in different colors.
And specifically for this film, there is one sequence in the end where it definitely makes a difference.
Yes. As I said in the beginning, it's a very dark film, and this means that many scenes are set at night, and also at outdoor night scenes. And at that time, it was very, very difficult to shoot films night for night because of the restricted sensitivity of the film stock of that time. So the standard was to shoot day for night, and then just tint the film in blue, color it in blue, which was at that time a code for night scenes. But here we have the situation that some scenes, night scenes, were shot day for night, and some were shot night for night, and others were shot in the studio. So in the end, when you see them in black and white, they have a quite different quality, because those scenes that were shot night for night, you see it's night, it's clear in black and white. But if you see the scenes that were shot day for night in black, just black and white, you see, it seems to be day. And then, of course, the scenes that were shot day for night were combined with those that were shot night for night. And if you see this in black and white, You don't understand the situation because there's no longer a temporal orientation. And at that time, it was no problem because they had the colors to make clear what is a night scene and what is a day scene. And therefore, we considered especially for this film, it was very important to simulate the colors. And so we had to, as there is no colored print surviving of this film, we had to work with films from the same production company from the same period.
Right. You collaborated with L'Immagine Ritrovata on the restoration.
Yeah, for the technical realization of the restoration, the works were done here in Bologna at L'Immagine Ritrovata.
So, getting back to the actual working out what colors are needed for each scene, so there must be a lot of tests that must be done. Can you kind of give a little overview of what exactly takes place when you are making these tests?
First of all, I tried to do a color map on paper. So I had on my computer and an Excel sheet, I had protocoled each shot of the film with an image, so one image for each shot. And by then I tried to add some colors and just in theory and have some first ideas. And with this first color map, we went to the color correction at L'Immagine and try to add the colors. So we had in the grading suit, we had the black and white scan. Mm-hmm. And then with color correction software, we added monochrome colors like red or blue, or sometimes we also have two colors in one image. You have the possibility to dye just the white parts in one color and to dye the dark parts in another color. Yeah. This is also a very typical combination that was used in the early 1920s. And so we made a first draft of what I had done in theory, and so that we could see if it would work. And for the first draft, we noticed that it did not work, and there were too many colors. It was there was no longer really a continuity between scenes where there should be a continuity. And so step by step, we went ahead.
So that sounds like a lengthy process. How long did it take?
For the color correction alone, I cannot say several months, but for the whole restoration of the film, it was about a year.
Right, about a year. In more general sense, what kind of what is the selection process of the films that you are? Obviously, you can't restore them all at once; that's impossible. Mm-hmm. But so, what is the selection process that in which you pick the films to restore and to treat?
Actually, our Murnau Foundation is doing restoration on demand because we do not get continuously public money because we are a private foundation. And as we are a copyright owner, the structure of our foundation is that we have to sell the licenses, and by this we have to refinance the restoration projects. But this is very difficult because you do not earn enough money with selling the licenses, and especially since television, for example, very rarely shows old film. This has changed in the past decades, and so we try to get funding. And this all means we have to focus more or less on the classic films and to see if there's an interest. And in this case, there was an interest by the television station Arte, yeah, who wanted to show Der müde Tod. And also we had the possibility to premiere the film at this year's Berlinale in February. So in this kind of combination, it is possible to restore classic films and also to carry out more complex restorations. Because there are also many films where the situation is less complex and where you just can do a simple digitization, for example.
Just as a final question, is there any other films that you're currently working on and that will be screening shortly?
Yeah, we have just recently finished two Aquacolor restorations from the 1940s. And we will continue. This was kind of a pilot project for Aquacolor because this is again very complex issue to reconstruct this typical look, because usually the prints that have survived are terribly faded. And this year we would like to continue this Aquacolor project with the film Münchhausen.
Thank you very much for taking the time off your busy schedule to join us and talk to us about it and the world of restoration in general. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.